done.
Schrader, how are you?
Deshaun, what have you told teams when they've asked you about last season for Notre Dame? And what sort of went wrong with the 4-8 season?
You know, going into that season, we're very confident. I was pretty confident in my abilities developing off of that 2015 season. But I think that at the end of the day, after doing a bunch of film study and reflecting on that season, simply put, balls in my hands every play. I just gotta make more plays.
It's fun. I mean, this whole thing.
Have teams been receptive to that answer that you've given?
You know, the next question fires off right away. So I've been up 15 minutes in these interviews. I guess we'll see if
and perform and be the best of me that I can be. So it's nice to be here, going through it, you know, and being able to mock the culmination
of
the loss.
With the 49ers. Walking through that interview and what made what fit in there that impressed me.
You know, I'm pretty comfortable with opening up and expressing who I am as a guy and how I plan on going about this process. And they had a lot of questions about last season and how a guy who, you know, has the size and has the arm strength goes and becomes 4-8. And I responded to in the way that I thought was the honest truth. And from what I understand, that they're pretty impressed with that. I look forward to throwing in front of them on Saturday.
What is the honest truth?
Once again, I'm still making that place. You know, the ball. In my hand every play. It's my job at Notre Dame to put us in position to win games and then to you know, trust the guys around me and develop the guys around me to make those plays work.
When you said you reflected on that last year and studied from the
I'm still going through. We had a couple extra days within this past pre-draft process in the sense that you know, not playing the bowl game gives you a little extra time. So I was able in that first couple weeks to go back and watch every game through a couple times, and we're still watching those games as much as we can to clean up some of the issues that I had to make me make those plays that are going to put us in winning positions.
Why did you feel you should come out and go back and all that?
You know, I'm pretty confident in my abilities. You know, I think that my size, my ability to read defenses, pre and post snap, my ability to understand the game, and my leadership traits that I was able to develop at Notre Dame has just put me in a position to achieve my goal.
There are a lot of abilities, versatility, so it's going to be productive, play in and play out.
I'll move to just
that. And so I'm down here to be the best me that I can be. I believe that's going to be a plenty.
Absolutely. I think that as a battle-ready guy, I've seen a lot. My shortcoming as a Notre Dame quarterback, going clear in there for two seasons, I've seen quite a bit. I was able to play in the snow. I was able to play in the rain. I was able to win games we were supposed to win. I was able to experience a not-so-good season this past season. I think I've learned from it all, and that all those experiences will prepare me to be able to play, you know, hopefully in that first game coming next season.
Playing on a big stage like Notre Dame,
I think it's the biggest stage in college football, especially being a quarterback there. Not only are you representing the 80,000 people who are in that stadium every day, but you're also representing the second biggest Catholic institution in the world. And that international fan base has a lot of responsibility for the quarterback. And I was able to take that opponent and make it mine.
How much of a difference did Ronnie Stanley and Will Fuller make as a player?
I'm really excited to do that.
Huge difference. I mean, we're talking number 6 overall draft pick. From early 20s draft pick and North Pole. Those guys are very talented, very detail-oriented. So as a quarterback, my leadership role was a little bit different. I was asked more just to execute my job and a lot of other guys around me to play their way. And this past season, you know, I was asked a little more to try to develop those guys. Unfortunately, I didn't do that well enough. And I think that's what led to a 4-8 season. By the end of the season, I could have won the same way with 2015. Absolutely. I think they're asking every last guy here how much they love this game. You can only be successful in the field if you love it. Absolutely. I think everything I've done in my life up until this moment has been what's fueled my love for this game.
I'm only
loving it more and more. The more I get to sit down in these informal meetings and just talk ball, is the more I become more passionate about the game.
How do you prove that?
To just show you are. You can't prove it. You can't say it. You can't put it in words.
Yeah, well, it's everything.
They've been doing this for long periods of time. They know the guys love it. So they're basically going to be questioning you if you're okay, whether or not you're in the game or you should be successful in the league.
This is sort of a level playing field. Are you the best quarterback in?
Absolutely. I think that in this last 2 months, I've been able to refine everything I'm supposed to refine. I really own who I am as a passer. Really buy into my mentality. staying off of social media, staying out of the spotlight to make sure that I could perfect my craft. And I really am very confident in who I am as a passer and who I am as a quarterback.
At Notre Dame, you're on the big stage. How did you deal with the criticism?
You ignore
the guys that laugh are the ones that are willing to put in the time.
When you're going to school like Notre Dame, the academic responsibilities as well as the football responsibilities give you a lot more to focus in on rather than the criticism that comes from outside of that locker room. I think that as a team, we did a really good job here. Once again, that's a good season to ignore that noise outside and look into look at one another in that locker room to make sure that we're going to focus in on those mission ones and not just trying to
that wasn't something that I thought
I didn't watch either, honestly. I followed the Eagles growing up. Big fan of Randall Cunningham and really Donovan McNabb. My dad is a huge Eagles fan. So
do you think you would have a higher profile up now if you had gone somewhere else?
I'm not sure.
I think that's been an experience that I had at Notre Dame that made me battle ready. Put me in a position to have the confidence to go out in any situation and be successful enough to be the frequent starter.
I've been very productive against them. So, for me, I'm the same player I am today.
I think Dak Prescott got to experience something that was very similar to what I experienced in 2015, walking into a team with a bunch of great talent around him, an awesome offensive line, and a great receiver, a great running back, and all he had to do is execute his job. And when you have the veterans around you and experience around you, and you're only required to make sure to make your throws, make your checks, and get yourself in the right team, or get your team into the right play, and it makes the game a lot easier and gives you a lot more confidence quickly. He was able to show that in his first year.
Even when I wasn't developing as a player, as a person, I weighed my freshman year 5'4", 190 pounds. I had 2 pound ankle weights on both ankles.
It'd be awesome. I grew up watching Andy Reid. His ability to develop quarterbacks and to run an offense as a very quarterback.
But that's where I set my goals. I have to be high. I'm going to pursue those things. My work ethic off the field is going to reflect those goals I have to myself.
I would love to be in.
I do. Actually, really close. Really,
the way this draft is set up, to be a top pick myself. I went through last year, and to learn from the 2015 season compared to the 2016 season, I think it allows me to understand the winning culture. When you're doing nothing but winning your whole life, being in an elite high school, one championship, and you're going to that 2016 idea, you really don't understand the winning culture to compare it to, and I was able to compare those two seasons last year, and understand what it takes to be a winner, and I can't wait to join another team.
Like different things they use to create separation between the
doors. Interview with him the other night. Do you remember anything specifically?
I try to draw things from every receiver I watch.
I answer the questions I ask.
And when I'm getting coaching,
his response to that was awesome. I'm glad that he did enjoy that. And I look forward to
the offseason talking around to meet guys with him. And you'll see what their thoughts on playing
from pocket this last year. Probably a result of protection around you. But do you consider yourself a pocket passer?
Absolutely. If you watch our games, you'd understand that I'd much rather be in the pocket. I think I have a really good pocket awareness and a good feel in the pocket. I also believe I have good escapability and understand where to get out. I think it comes from understanding what the pocket looks like, so you can get out and make possession plays.
You mentioned the similarities between you and Prescott, situation-wise. Do you see similarities between you talent-wise?
He's a guy who's able to run the ball, a guy who has great pocket awareness, and a guy who's able to lock in on a mission and be a great quarterback. And you saw that this past season and the success they had. Led him to a Pro Bowl, so hopefully I can kind of learn from that situation that he was in, go out, simplify the game, and execute the way that he executed this past year.
How difficult is that? Because clearly it's right there.
It's very difficult. There's a lot of temptations out there. There's a lot of media questions that are going to come across, and a lot of opportunities to make money. Being a guy who's coming from the NCAA, who was living on that cost of attendance check, and now having opportunities to make those dimes, it does become a little difficult to pass up on those opportunities. But I think that I bought into that bunker mentality, and I think it's the best thing for me. The confidence I have right now, my ability to throw the ball, my ability to talk the game. game and understand the game is greater than it's ever been, and I look forward to showing it to these teams during this week.
How long do you plan to have that last?
Yeah, so Deshaun and I were in the same area during this pre-draft process, and we've been around each other quite a bit. Our relationship has continued to grow, and he's definitely helped me as much as I've helped him in terms of just experiencing this. To have someone to go through this process with who's dealing with the same transition is awesome. You will be able to share some notes, and it's going to be fun competing against him on Saturday. One thing that I take from him is his simple love for the game and how much fun he has for it. You know, I'm a guy who is pretty serious. You know, I sit up here and I try to stay as poised as possible and as even keeled as possible. The way he smiles and the way he goes about it and the way he enjoys it is something that I want to definitely bring into the way that I go about my process.
Sean, will you go back to social media?
I don't know yet. You're going to have to ask Brian Murphy that one. My agent's kind of cut me off of that. And whenever I feel it's right. As of now, I think that it's done really well for me, and I think that I'm going to have to continue to push forward in developing my game. So I don't think that I'm anywhere near where I need to be a starter next year, so I'm probably going to stay in this talker mentality as long as it possibly takes for me to get back to the level of play that's going to get me to winning a game.
Watching your game, it looks like playing quarterback for Brian Kelly, you got to allow a lot of stuff to roll off your back. Is it difficult to be coached by him?
No. You know, that's as a family, when we decided to play for a coach like Brian Kelly, we understood exactly where we were getting to. And that's someone who's going to hold you to standards that are higher than yours. And he's going to try to push you as hard as he possibly can. I think that me having my dad as a coach growing up, there is no one who's going to coach me harder than the way my dad did. So playing for Coach Kelly kind of was a good correlation exactly how I've been coaching my life.
That being said, did the two quarterback system to start the season, do you feel like that held you back at all early on?
I don't think it held me back, but I do think that I spent a little bit too much time thinking about that rather than thinking about developing the guys around me, developing the trust. Once again, the 2015 team and 2016 team are completely different. We almost had a completely different roster there on offense, and I think that there should have been a little more time spent with me trying to develop that trust and develop the guys around me to make the plays in those fourth quarter drives when needed. At times, I kind of was looking on my shoulder a little bit too much, and I think that's probably my biggest regret this past season.
With the teams you've seen and talked to, what's been their biggest concern with your team?
Quite frankly, I've only had one formal meeting, and that was just more why, with a guy my size, my arm talent, my understanding of football, why do you go 4-8? I think I've answered that question as truthfully as I possibly can, and that's simply that I didn't make plays. Balls in your hand, once again, as a quarterback, every play. And if you're going to go win games in the fourth quarter, then you got to be the guy making the plays. We've been in touch since he's left. My freshman year, that was my real transition to understanding what football is like. Playing high school football, playing college football are completely different. And he kind of instilled in me the qualities that it's going to take for me to be successful in the NFL from his experience in the NFL before he got to Notre Dame. He taught me that as a quarterback, your number one job is to protect yourself, and then your next job is to get your team into the right play. And that kind of was my roots going into this last
as
2 years.
As these teams get to know you, what do you hope they walk away with?
When you say just make enough plays, somewhere in 18, when you go back and compare 2015 to 16, did you fall off in any areas fundamentally or anything?
I don't think I fell off. I think I definitely developed my mechanics a little more, but I think the plays that weren't made were in situations in which I wasn't detailed on it, and I wasn't helping the guys around me being detailed on it. You get into fourth quarter drives, and all eyes are on you. What you have to be able to resort to simplify your game is to get back to the details that got you to that point. And making sure you're running routes to the right depth, making sure that your footwork is correct, so that your timing is correct. And when you're spending your time, once again, thinking about the quarterback competition and looking over my shoulder, instead of developing those things and creating that trust with the guys around you, you're not going to make the plays needed to win games in the fourth quarter.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.